Welcome back to Argus's Global LPG Conversations podcast. My name is Matt Scotland. I'm the editor of LPG World, a bi-monthly publication providing in-depth analysis of the global LPG market. This week, we have a special episode for you, as I'll be joined by the World Liquid Gas Association's Chief Advocacy Officer and Deputy Managing Director, Michael Kelly. We'll be talking about the IEA's upcoming Summit on Clean Cooking in Africa, due to take place in Paris on the 14th of May, which the association has been collaborating on with the IEA. A little background on the event for you. According to the IEA, it will convene global leaders to make 2024 a turning point for progress on ensuring clean cooking access for all. The summit will be co-chaired by Tanzania's first ever female president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, and the IEA's Executive Director, Fatih Birol. LPG is expected to feature prominently at the summit, given it is often the most viable, clean alternative to the likes of firewood, charcoal, and dung for cooking in sub-Saharan Africa, where energy poverty remains rife. Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Matt. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Let me start by asking you what the purpose of the IEA summit is.
Right. Well, I mean, I think you outlined it pretty clearly. It's important to note that this was announced during COP28 in Dubai, where Fatih Birol, along with the head of the African Development Bank and the Clean Cooking Alliance, which is a UN Foundation-based NGO, announced that, as you said, they wanted to make 2024 a pivotal year in achieving better energy access specifically for sub-Saharan Africa. And the reason they gave for carving out Africa, or at least sub-Saharan Africa, for this is that in large parts of Asia, such as in India and Indonesia, the energy access is already starting to improve dramatically through large government programs. In Latin America, another area that has population centers that don't have access, good energy access, it's very localized. And in general, Latin American countries, with the exception of Haiti, are more developed and moving past this point where they have large numbers of people cooking on biomass. But in sub-Saharan Africa, you have whole countries where, you know, 85-90% of the population still use biomass. So it's a big target. And this is what they're trying to achieve, bring it together, representatives of industry, government, and the development community to understand what will be needed in order to put in policy incentives and investment to achieve energy access in these countries.
Mm. And what would an ideal outcome from the event look like?
Look, what we're hoping for is that there are concrete actions that come out of this and commitments that are made from our colleagues and governments, as well as some of the funders. For the LPG industry, this is a big opportunity. There are large swathes of Africa where the infrastructure for any other form of energy, grid energy, simply doesn't exist, or it's intermittent. And so for the LPG industry, there's a huge opportunity to get into these countries and to provide an energy access solution that will benefit the countries and will also provide a commercial opportunity for our industry. We hope that at the end of this event, on the 14th of May, that there is ample opportunity for our members and for our industry to interact with the leaders of these countries and with the development organizations that are involved in these discussions. And we're able to launch some significant projects across the continent that will help address this challenge. I should also say that the 14th of May is the main summit, but there was a working group of experts meeting that was held on the 7th of March, where the World Liquid Gas Association was involved. We brought along quite a few of our members. And this working meeting was to try and understand what the industry, not just the LPG industry, but the various different other clean cooking solutions, what they need in order to thrive and to create sustainable, long-lasting markets. And that discussion on the 7th of March will feed into the summit on the 14th of May, and hopefully into the final conclusions.
And I think you just touched on this partly when you mentioned the infrastructure challenge, but could you explain to our listeners why LPG is such an important cooking fuel in developing countries that still use fuels like firewood?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those of us in the industry know this response fairly well. LPG is one of the best fuels for these type of situations. It requires little in the way of infrastructure. It has a huge amount of flexibility in the supply chain. You can take a cylinder of LPG pretty much anywhere in the world, and you immediately have clean, modern energy available. And this has all kinds of positive effects, whether you're talking about climate change, black carbon emissions, deforestation, desertification, health effects, which are significant. The World Health Organization estimates that 3.4 million people a year die prematurely from exposure to household air pollution. It's mostly women and children who are the ones spending time in these smoky kitchens. And also a socioeconomic benefit, particularly for women and girls in these communities, because they have more time to dedicate to doing more productive things than looking for firewood. It's also important to look at examples around the world, because one of the things that we always tout about the LPG industry is how scalable it is. And India offers an unparalleled example of how to scale up a market. The Indians went from, in 2016, having approximately 50% penetration to today, where roughly 90 plus percent of Indians now have access to LPG. This was done under the Modi government. And over the last two years, into 2022 and in 2023, we've held bilateral meetings between Indian government and industry representatives with their Nigerian colleagues in government and industry. And then last year in 2023, we held a bilateral meeting between Indian representatives and the representatives of the Southern African Development Community countries, the SADC. So there were approximately 11 countries represented from the Southern African group region. And the concept is to see if we can take the elements that have worked in India and graft them on to an African context, with the hope that some of the initiatives and programs will work effectively in Africa as well. So the scalability of LPG makes it one of the ideal solutions.
Mm-hmm. And how do you convince those pulling the levers that LPG should secure political and financial support ahead of other fuels, in particular renewable alternatives?
Yes, I mean, look, it's important to say, and we always say this, that we favor a multi-fuel approach. LPG is maybe the best alternative in certain circumstances, mm-hmm. but in certain circumstances, it won't necessarily be the best alternative. So we have to be aware of that. And where LPG isn't a viable solution in remote rural areas or in small population densities, then alternatives such as ethanol, biogas, where you have a lot of livestock, or improved biomass stoves are viable alternatives. We feel that LPG now offers the best immediate way to address this challenge. And we should also emphasize, I should also emphasize that our industry is making huge investments into developing bio and renewable sources of LPG. So our pitch, when we're speaking to representatives of governments in these regions, is that today you can roll out the infrastructure for conventional LPG, you can address the challenges you're facing immediately, and in the future, well, we'll go through all the infrastructure that you're rolling out today will eventually become renewable fuels. And this offers an excellent drop-in solution to prepare a long pathway, a long runway for the energy transition.
Do you expect a backlash from environmental campaigners if significant political and financial backing was to emerge? And how can the LPG industry respond, if so?
Yes. I mean, look, we do still get some pushback from of our more zealous colleagues in the NGO community in particular. But the truth is, if you look at the science that's been done by the World Health Organization and other very credible organizations, it's clear that if the challenge is addressing the immediate health, environmental, and socioeconomic problems that are being faced in these countries, that LPG, conventional LPG as it is today, offers one of the best solutions. And I think that increasingly the more credible of these development agencies understand that. In the past, we saw blanket bans on investment into fossil fuels, but more and more we're seeing a carve out for LPG specifically for cooking. And I think that's important to note. I'd also point your attention to a study that was done by the Stockholm Environmental Institute, which has the wonderful title of Scaling up Gas and Electric Cooking in Low and Middle Income Countries, Climate Threat or Mitigation Strategy with Co-Benefits. It's a mouthful. It is written by Rob Bayless, but it was a first of its kind study to point out that when you make investments into LPG, you're not only having a positive climate change impact by reducing deforestation, reducing desertification, and cutting down significantly on black carbon emissions. You're also having all these co-benefits in health and socioeconomic development, and particularly in gender. And so we think LPG offers the full package in the context that Africa finds itself in right now. And that's the pitch that we make. We won't convince everybody, but we hope it's convincing enough for those who are operating in the region.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michael. Is there anything at all that you'd like to add before we go?
No, just to say that, we are representing the industry. We've been working with the IEA now for going on 10 years longer. They're one of our key stakeholders. And when they decided to do this big push into clean cooking, which is sort of out of IEA's remit, they called us and asked us to get involved. And we've managed to bring along our members that have activities in Africa to try and provide a full picture to our colleagues at IEA of what will be necessary to grow sustainable long-term markets in sub-Saharan Africa. And we hope that this opportunity, which is available to the region, flourishes and becomes a reality.
Great. Thank you very much again. All the best.
Thank you.
I'll leave it there by saying that there will be plenty of coverage on the IEA summit, as well as the various LPG cooking initiatives taking place in Africa and globally through LPG World and Argus's other LPG platforms. So please stay tuned.